Today, we're celebrating. We love to celebrate. And we are celebrating. And what we're celebrating is growth. We have many incredible opportunities for growth in this congregation. There's so many. And we have many small groups. I encourage you to get in a small group this summer and keep growing. But throughout the year, we also have many classes and courses and conversations that take place. And we encourage you to get into those also. And you'll have an opportunity after service to do that. But we call these our adult spiritual enrichment classes. We have Carpenter Series, Bible Foundations 1, 2, 3, 4, Mirror. And we have Christian Worldview Conversation also led by Jamie Gleason. And so these are so important because they help us to get to know something that's living and abiding. And that's God's Word. It's alive and it abides. It remains forever. Isaiah 40 verse 8 says, it remains forever. It does not perish. It is imperishable. So if you want to invest in something that has no expiration date, no best used by, it's best used by today, tomorrow, and forever, to infinity and beyond. And so it's His instructions for our life. Our life comes with instructions. We need to get to know them so we can live life well. And today, people will be testifying to the change and the growth that has happened in their lives through applying this Word of God to their lives. They applied it in very real ways, and they will testify to that. In this world, we're inundated with lies every day. I read some this morning. Lies. Fake news. We're inundated with lies every day about what life is all about. Seriously, the devil's the author of fake news. He is. And we're lied about what life is really about. And yet it was prophesied this morning that we'll be picked up out of that miry clay of lies. Our feet will be set upon a rock, the Word Himself. And our, it says our goings will be established. And then guess what it says? He puts a new song in our mouth. That means we're living life with joy because of what? Our life being founded on the Word. And look at those people. They're going to stand up here and testify to that. It says He put a new song in our mouth. And guess what it says? And others shall see it. I always wonder about that. They see a song. How do they see a song? I thought you heard songs. They see the song in our mouth. And it says, and they shall fear because they see something in you that they don't have. And it says, they shall trust in the Lord. Psalm 40. God prophesied that this morning through Pastor Dan. It was awesome. All right. So we need to know the truth. We need to be founded in the truth that we discover by investigating the Scriptures, the Bible, so that we can live it and live that truth given to us by our Creator. We are created and we are given instructions by our Creator on how to do this life. And so we've offered classes in this church for over 40 years, praise the Lord, to help us not just read the Bible, but to live the Bible. So we are always seeking to apply it to our lives. And as we grow and apply it, we'll discover that God has a way of turning our mess into a message and turning our test into a testimony. And so now we're going to have some testimonies of growth. Testimonies of growth by various members of our congregation, fellow worshipers and honorers of God that are going to come and testify to the truth applied to their lives. And as they come up, what I'd like to do is have everyone that has taken Carpenter Series to, and either has completed it this year or is currently taking it, please stand up. Please stand up, all right? Stay standing. Please stand up. Let's give them applause, right? And woo! Woo! Please stay standing. Please stay standing. I just want to pray for you real quick. Just extend your arm. Lord, we do pray that you confirm the truth in these, Lord, that they've dug up and investigated and applied to their lives and are seeking to apply and struggling to apply. And Lord, I just empower them by your Holy Spirit right now and declare your truth to be confirmed in their lives that they've dug up this year through Carpenter Series. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. So now to testify concerning the difference that Carpenter Series makes in one's life, Ruth Ramirez is going to kick it off right here.
Hi, I'm Ruth Ramirez. My parents always told me, we're not the ones who save, then look for God. I gave my life to Christ March 1st, 2013, then later baptized. I value those decisions that I made. However, there were still decisions that needed to be made. Weak, useless, undesired, intimidating, awkward, boring. These were some of the words the enemy embedded within me. I felt ashamed of myself and never did I think I could amount to anything. For about 8 years, I let my past dictate my future. I had a constant reminder of who I was and couldn't become. It was last year that I had enough. I was consumed with an unwanted spirit that was weighing me down, that found pleasure in my pain. I finally cried out for help. For the first time, I shared my biggest fears with my mother, and from there, I was able to share with amazing women in this church. After bringing my troubles and shame to the light, the enemy had no power. I realized I was not a burden to others. It was more than a depressing and messy story. It was a story that dramatically changed my relationship with God. I've been overwhelmed with His presence. The Lord called me by name and said, "You're loved, your story will reach people, and I will use you in ways you thought were impossible. But I'm God of possible." Entering Carpenter Series, I went in with a heart of expectancy to rebuild my faith where it can't be shaken. November 1st, 2017, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I've been amazed at what the Spirit speaks to me through images, songs, scripture, people, and prayer, or simply bringing peace. I've been convicted to read the Word of God each day. I started journaling and passionately looking for a deeper relationship with God. I learned to obey and respond to God out of conviction and not convenience. My spiritual life has grown immensely since I rooted myself to biblical scripture and the guidance of others. Still, there is no one but God who deserves all the glory and honor.
Good morning. My name is Dana K. Reynolds, and I have completed Mirror One. Wow. Wow is all, well, I could say a lot more than wow, but anyways, Mirror One has given me the resources to grow and nurture my relationship with God, my Father, and Jesus Christ. It's wow. I'll say that several times throughout this. In lesson three, we uncovered our longings. You know, we dug deep. And after the lesson, we had some homework and we were encouraged to go deep with Jesus and spend some time talking with Him about our longings. And so I did. I lost my mom when I was a baby in a car accident that my family and I were in. And, I grew up kind of jealous of all these kiddos that I would see with their mothers, and they would be so happy and they would both be smiling, and I'd go, man, I feel like I'm kind of missing out here. Well, I was sitting in service about a month ago, and I was watching a mother and her kiddos, and they were kind of dancing and holding hands in worship, and I was just sitting there going, wow, that is just so cool. And Jesus put it on my heart that, Dana, that is how happy your mother was when she was on earth with you for 7 short months. And I just was like, what? Are you really? That happy? They look ecstatic. That's how happy my mom was when she was on earth with me. And He said, yes, she loved you a lot. She still does. And so this part of my heart that, you know, was pretty tender, and sometimes it even hurt to go there a little bit. I was going, wow, it doesn't hurt anymore. That's cool. Let's keep learning more about my mother, because now I feel like I know a little bit more about her. And Mirror One has given me the most fantastic launching pad into Jesus' arms. It has 100% changed my life. I would hear the testimony of others before I took the class that Mirror One changed my life. Mirror One has changed my life too. I'm there with you. So I would just encourage anybody, everybody, if you haven't taken Mirror One, to do so, because it was and it is fantastic. And it's materials and resources that I will use for the rest of my life. It's been wonderful.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kenny Zink. I just finished Bible Foundations 1. In Bible Foundations 1, I established a deeper and more meaningful relationship with my first love, my Savior Jesus Christ, by providing greater revelation when I read His Word. Through Bible Foundations 1, I also learned to apply what the Bible says in my actions. It helped improve my relationship with my wife, Carolyn, because it showed me the importance of not just having the emotion of love, but putting that love into action by investing in relationships. I was especially reminded of this in my marriage by God showing me I needed to step up my actions in conveying my love to my wife. I surprised her on our 19th anniversary on April 13th with a beautiful bouquet of flowers, a balloon, and I took her out to a wonderful dinner and conversation. By doing this, it showed her that I valued our marriage and that I care about making her feel special. Through Bible Foundations 1, it revealed to me that relationships with God and others is the most important thing in life, and I need to invest in them and help them grow. In turn, this will help me grow and mature in my faith. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Hannah Gilmore, and I have the privilege of sharing with you about Bible Foundations 1 and how it has impacted my life. I'm so glad that I took this class, and through the course, I was really challenged to dig down to the core of my beliefs and my convictions, and to look at why they were what I believed and not what Josiah had heard over and over again growing up. Some of the lessons caused me to put my convictions to the test, which in turn helped them grow stronger. There were several topics, such as baptism of the Holy Spirit, confirmation, tithing, and water baptism, that I was either confused about or I wasn't putting into practice in my own life. But through Tony's awesome teaching and newfound understanding from the Holy Spirit, I now know where I stand on these subjects and can implement them with confidence because I know they're from God. I also learned a lot about the role of the church, both local and universal, and how I fit into it in the kingdom of God, and how I can bring my own strengths and my gifts to the table and use them for the glory of God. And through this class, I have solidified my foundation in Christ, and I have more of an understanding as to why I believe what I believe. I used to have a great fear of talking to people about God, but now I have confidence in my foundation, and I know that with God's provision and anointing, He will give me the words to say to people, and I have nothing to fear when sharing with His word and carrying out His works. And I want my life as a minister of Christ to reflect Him in all things that I do. And I know that through this growth, by taking this class and by taking more classes, God is preparing me for something great. Amen.
My name is Brenda Martin, and I became a Christian as a young girl and have served the Lord all my life since then. So you might ask, why would I or want or need to take a class like Bible Foundations 1? I don't know about you, but the older that I get, the more I realize how little I know, especially about God and His ways. I believe that we should never stop growing as Christians. God instructs us in Ephesians 4:13 to grow unto Christ, and in 2 Corinthians 3:18 to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To me, that's a lifelong process. I'm learning that life is not just about me. God has a plan and a purpose for my life, for which He wants me to be prepared and to be confident to minister to others in His kingdom and to those that are without who need Jesus. That takes a foundation that's carefully and solidly laid. And God's desires for me is to know why I believe what I believe and not to take anything for granted. He challenges me to study, to show myself approved unto Him, a worker that needs not to be ashamed in rightly dividing His word of truth. Bible Foundations 1 is a great class with such great important foundational teachings. I found myself relearning some principles that I had forgotten or that I didn't even feel like I knew the reason for why I believed them. I felt that I was able to shore up the foundation of my life where there were some fault lines and that I'm a stronger, more mature Christian because of what I learned. I also know more about God's heart for me and others through His word and so that I can share those with others.
Well, hello. My name is Zachary Thomas, and I would like to share my experience of going into Bible Foundations 2 and how it changed my outlook on living my faith throughout my daily walk. When I was deciding to take Bible Foundations 2, I was honestly wondering, what more was there to learn? I mean, with all the other classes I've taken, the Bible reading, the services I attend, the ministries I'm involved in, I honestly thought that anything else I would learn was just simply head knowledge and not anything to actually apply in my life. and I was wrong. Learning into and diving into the six foundation stone doctrines in the Bible really gave me a new perspective on how to live my daily life. Of the six, I just wanted to touch a little bit on the last one we just finished, which was eternal judgment, and how that impacted my walk. The foundation stone doctrine of eternal judgment helped me choose to invest the resources God has given me into things that will actually last forever in heaven, such as the people around me, those who are lost, lifting up and building up those around me to further their ministries in Christ Church. It is no longer myself doing my own works, but rather allowing Christ to work through me, which stores my treasures in heaven. I was living very selfishly, from how I treated my body, took so much time for myself, how I managed my finances, etc. I wasn't using them with the purpose of building up the body of Christ, but instead I was using these things just for me and my own personal pleasure. The doctrine of eternal judgment showed me that what I do actually matters, and if I am going to bring anything in heaven with me, I need to change. I know I'm working to restore my body back into working order. I am purposeful with my time and encourage and care for those students I lead in our small group. I am being faithful in our finances, eliminating debt, and giving back to God what's actually already His. This may sound like a lot, but it's what happens when you get an entirely new perspective on your faith and your walk with God. And I encourage all of you who want to grow in your understanding of God's purpose and design in your life to take Bible Foundations too. Thank you.
I am Tawny Sapp, and I get to share with you about my experience this year in Bible Foundations 3. I had always known that the major and minor prophets were prophesying from God to the people of the people of Kings and Chronicles, but I never really understood how the pieces fit together, and I didn't even really realize that I didn't understand that. But Bible Foundations 3, through learning about the archaeology and the geography and the history and the one continuous story that goes through the Bible, I was really able to see what God was doing and what God still is doing for His people. And through Pastor Thomas' teaching, he also brought new life to parts of the Old Testament that I hadn't seen life in before. For example, I knew that Proverbs and Ecclesiastes were very useful because the Bible tells me they're useful. But personally, I thought they were kind of dry and just instruction. But when he taught us about what they really meant and what God was doing in that time and how these books were used in traditional Jewish culture, I really saw the redeeming relational nature of God come through when I hadn't been able to see that in the past. Last spring, when I told Pastor Tom and Pastor Tracy that I really wanted to take Bible Foundations 3, I was also expecting our second child and going to be teaching full-time. And I knew it would be a very busy season, but I was just blown away at how Pastor Tom, Pastor Tracy, and the Bible Foundation staff and my TA just came together to not only help me finish, but to have a really impactful experience through this class and through this year. And I'm really excited that finishing Bible Foundations isn't just a capstone of my time studying the Bible, but is really a launching point to something more and something deeper. Thank you.
So my name is Freddie Lustre, and I just recently finished Bible Foundation 3. So Pastor Kerry once compared this church as a spiritual buffet. Throughout my years here, this statement couldn't be any more true. With many areas to be involved in and to grow, my favorite had become Bible Foundation. I started from Bible Foundation 1 without an end goal. But as I continue on, I heard of Bible Foundation 3. As I started to take more classes, my hunger for the knowledge of God just increased. I heard of Bible Foundation 3. So many times we have a hard time understanding the Old Testament, and we use that as a supplement for the New Testament, pointing to Jesus as the incarnation of God. As we were discussing on Moses' death and how he was not allowed to enter into the promised land, reminded me of just the justice that God has. But I also learned about the mercy God has for us. When Jesus went to the Mount of Transfiguration, one of the two people who showed up was Moses. Through the mercy and goodness of God, Moses could now enter into Abraham's promise. This lesson taught me that goodness has no end, and that at times I may follow my own heart instead of God's will. God has redeemed me as He did with Moses. When I thought I disqualified myself from God's grace, time and time again, He restored me into a better person. After each class, I would reckon on what God has taught me and treasure His word into my heart. wrapping up my time in Bible Foundation, I will miss waking up early in the morning, fighting for my front row seat, and hearing puns from Pastor Tom. So yeah, Bible Foundation 3 has really impacted my life. I would really encourage you to kind of keep going at it.
Weren't they outstanding? Incredible. Incredible. You guys can sit down. Yeah. Yeah.